Ready?
Okay. So this is our third shiur on the topic of Akalakal. So as you know, as most of you guys know, we'll be having also our last shiur on the topic tomorrow. I mean, Rabbi Kiva is not here. So tomorrow morning will be, I guess, morning said will be dedicated either to finishing Makaros. And if anybody finishes Makaros, I'll, you know, tell you the next Gemara to see if the next will get. Okay, so without further ado. So we were in the middle of discussing, you know, in terms of the clashes, right, which is about the topic of Akal Akal, the clash between Tevel and Truma. Right, so we pointed out that the Gemara first discusses, right, before analyzing the Svaras, that the Gemara first discusses what exactly is the case. I mean, the Gemara says, like, Lo Efshe B'chulin, we discussed to, you know, to Mahachem, Mahalach of Rashi, that there isn't enough, and the other Mahalach is also read Rambam, that this is E.F. Shalatakin. So that was yesterday. That's just setting up the case. So exactly is the case when you have a clash between Tevel and Truma. But assuming you have a case, assuming you have a clash between Tevel and Truma, so the Gemara then proceeds to analyze the Machokis. What exactly are the two studying of the, or the studying of Machokis between the Tanakama and Ben Tema? So the Gemara, let's just read it inside again. Three lines up. Pitsi, you want to go for it?
Sure.
So three lines up, this is starting Kipli. Sorry, if they yell along the olive.
Kipli, Vidal, Asher, Bechulin. So the machlokes is where it's impossible to have Bechulin. Mar, Sabah, Tabach, Amar, Umar, Sabah, Shumach, Amor.
So now the Gemara can explain, what are the seven?
Mar, Sabah, Tabach, Amar, Abba, Shumach, Chalzid, one holds that Tevel is more chamor since Truma is fit for Kamei. Numar Sabah Truma Chamura. Tevel Esher Litkune. Right. The other one holds that Truma is more chamor since Tevel can be fixed, meaning you can take off the Truma and therefore be less even.
Exactly. Okay. So that's enough for now. So we have to really have to take a step back and analyze these slides because. As you know, we were pointing out in the past year, and guys, you know, we're struggling with in Seder. These svaras seem very strange. Just one by one, right? The first day is that you know truma is more kal because the truma is chazi lekoin, it's roi lekoin. So the obvious, and this is the position of Ben Tema, happens to be right, who holds that you should go for the truma over the tevel. The truma is more kal. Oh. So the obvious kasha on this svara of it being chazi lekoin is that. We're not dealing with a coin. Right? We're dealing with a czar to whom Truma is usher. Otherwise, this wouldn't be a discussion. So the obvious question is, so why is the fact that Truma is mutter to a coin, how does that reflect on the Chomer Ha'isser to the czar? Right? Binyamin was saying, you know, the fact that, you know, a certain ish is mutter to her husband doesn't shed light on the fact that Gila Arayos is any, you know, less Chomer, right? Reductio ad absurdum. I mean, you can say that about anything. So, like, what exactly is the svar, the fact that it's chazi lekoin somehow that reflects on the, you know, on the chomer or the kal nature of the iser even to a zar? So, I'd like to suggest that this factor of it being, you know, roi lekoin really sheds light on the nature of the iser. And to understand what I mean, let's take a step back and understand. This is what I brought those Ramban de la Torah about, because it sounded like they were irrelevant, you know, didn't seem relevant, but they are in the following sense. You see from Rishonim, such as the Ramban de la Torah, that there are two classifications of Machalas Isuros. There are two different types of Machalas Isuros. One type of Machalas Isuros we call the Tintum Halei variety. At the time, it's hard to understand exactly what this means, but as the Rishonim say, somehow those Machalas Isuros are Aser, right? The Torah forbids us from eating them, because somehow they metaphysically, you know, destroy our bodies, destroy our nefashos. So one type of Michael Isser is that the Timtum Halev, again, they're Usser because they are metaphysically destructive to our souls, to our bodies. There's another type, another category of Michael Isser, which has nothing to do with, you know, Metamtem and something. They're not metaphysically, you know, destructive to the body, but it's rather that the Isser relates and somehow to an Inyan of Kedusha. And we'll get to the Ramban in a moment. But just before getting to the Ramban, just to spell it out here. So it could be what the Gemara is doing. It means the fact that Truma is Chazi Lekoin, that is a simon that reflects that truma is not the type of, is not in the category of machalas asuras of timtum halev. Because if truma was really metate mazalev, if truma was really destructive to the body, so then it wouldn't be mutter to anybody. Because the fact of timtum halev seemingly is equally applicable to any person. So the fact that truma is mutter to a kohen, that's a simen that reflects that truma is a type of Michael Isser, which is not about timtum halev, but is rather a function of kedusha. In the sense that truma, as an object, as a status, has the status of kedusha, and therefore, as an item with kedusha, it can only be eaten with someone who has a higher level of kedusha, namely a kohen. And therefore, a zar who has insufficient level of kedusha can eat it. But the fact that it's mutter l'kohen, that reflects that it's not of the machalas asuras of the variety of metamtim hazalev. And according to this approach, the Gemara was holding that the variety of machalas asuras of timtum halev is more chamor than the variety of kedusha related machalas asuras. And therefore, the Gemara is saying, once we prove that truma is not of the variety of metamtim as timtum halev, that reflects that truma is a less chamor type of Michael Isser, and that's why Hakalakal Tchila, you go for that first. Just before taking any questions, just to like spell it out, and just Araya, I was thinking this, and I actually later found the favorite, the Chazan Yecheskel, who again, when explaining this sign of the Gemara, again in one line, seems to say this as well. I was very excited to find this. Again, the Chazan Yecheskel in the same place, again, I think it's Parak Dalet, Tosefta He, Dibra Maskel Behagra, he has the following, you know, phrase or following line to explain this stan the Gemara. He says, when the Gemara says, right, that truma is chaz of the kohen, he says, the ina dvar davar ha'aser machmas pigma v'hagreyos ha'sheba. Right? Again, the fact that it's chaz of the kohen, that reflects that it's not a davar ha'aser machmas pigma, machmas, like a pigam, you know, a defect, like a, right, ugreyos ha'sheba, a certain, like, defect, sounds like a timtum halev. Is again, the Chazan Yecheskel is also reading the factor of Chaz of the Kohen as a simon that this is not of the Timtum HaLev variety, and therefore it's more Ka. And again, and this, I think, solves, right, Binyamin, you're coming from, that's why it's not parallel to, you know, you can't say this by anything, and just because, you know, this ish is mitzvah to her kohen, to mitzvah to her husband, doesn't reflect on Gila Rias in general, but again, it's specific to this case, where somehow the head of the Kohen reflects something about the nature of the Isser. So I guess I'll take questions now before I do the romance. Yeah.
I actually think there's really three types of machalas asuras.
Okay.
There's timtum halev, and there's something like basar v'chala, which is you're two colors for it.
Yeah, we're gonna get to that right now.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get to it. Yeah. That's what. Yeah. So before we take, you know, questions, so hopefully we'll answer that question as we go along. I'd like to just to see in Rishonim, right, these two classifications of machalas asuras, that's why I want you guys to see those two Rambans a lot, which I think, you know, Ramban really highlights these two categories of machalas asuras when he's learning the various psukim. Because the Ramban, you know, Kedarka B'Kodesh, is very perceptive in the Torah's formulation when it comes to machalas asuras. And sometimes the Ramban picks up on the fact that the Torah says, oh, the following item is asur because, you know, Klal Yisrael is Kodesh. The Ramban, as we'll see in a moment, basically says, oh, when the Torah focuses on the Kedushas Yisrael, that is a different type of Michael Isser than other Machalas Isseros, which are based on Tiruv, based on Timtum Halev. So just to give two examples, the first Ramban is in Devarim, Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. So here I'll just read the Pasuk inside. Here, this Pasuk, again, in Devarim, Yudalid Chaf Aleph, this single Pasuk discusses two Machalas Isseros, Michael Isser of Nevela, and Bas B'chala. So the pasuk reads as follows: Lo sochlu kol nevela, can't eat any nevela. Legera sher b'sharecha tidena va'achla u'machor l'nachri. Can't give it to a ger toshav or sell it to a nachri. That's its own discussion. Second parak psachim. Not for now. Key line: Why? Ki am kadosh ata, because you are a holy nation. L'Hashem l'kecha. Sorry, unto God. And then lo sivashal gidi b'chalev imam. And then the Torah says, oh, there's also an isser bas b'chala. So again, the pashpshat of the pasuk, you would generally associate the fact of Kiyam Kadosh Atar on the nevela, right? It says, don't eat nevela because I'm Kadosh Atar, and then Lo Sivashal Gidi B'Chalei Bimah. So that would be pashpshat. So you would think that the factor of Kedushas Yisrael relates to the Isra of the nevela. That's a simple reading of the pasuk. The Ramban says otherwise. which is fascinating for our topic, he basically says that it must be that the factor of ki am kadosh ata, the factor of kedusha, must be going on basar b'chalav. Why? Because his line is because basar b'chalav is not einenu meichel nitav. Right? You can't, in our lashon, you can't say the basar b'chalav is metamtim as a lev. Why? Why can't you say that basar b'chalav is metamtim as a lev?
Independently, it's edible.
Exactly. The two items of basar and chalav independently can be eaten. So he's not willing to say that somehow the combination, you know, the Ramban's understanding of metamtim as a lev, whatever it is, we're not going to answer that now, basically dictates that once the items that individually can be eaten on their own, so you can't say that those items are metaphysically destructive to the body. The Ramban says, so it must be, read the Pasuk Shalok Pashas, that the factor of Kedushas Yisrael, that factor of Kedusha, is really going on Basar B'chalav, but really Nevela could really be Timtum Alev, because Nevela is always us. So again, in this Pasuk, in this Ramban rather, you have the Ramban differentiating between two different Machalas Yisrael, Nevela on the one hand, and Basar B'chalav on the other hand, that's saying, oh, these are two categories of Machalas Yisrael. The factor of Kedusha relates to Basar B'chalav, and the factor of Timtum Alev, the factor of Tiyuv, that refers to Nevela. But, and just to note, the notion of, you know, oh, that Basar B'chalav can't be Timtum Alev as a lev because it's mutter to eat in a different context, that sounds very similar to what the svar we just gave by Truma. You can't say that Truma is mutter is Timtum Alev because it's mutter for a kohen. So again, parallel to that is the Ramban's implicit svar that you can't say that Basar B'chalav is metamtim as a lev because there are certain situations where it too can be eaten. So again, you have that parallel in the Ramban of the fact that a certain item can be eaten in certain contexts, that's reflective of that item not being metamtim as a lev. But what I should note, which, you know, this doesn't say, and I think you would have said again, so while we just broke down Machos Azuras into two categories, the category of metamtim as a lev, the second category, you know, Kedusha related, we should know that there are two different types of Kedusha related Machal sisters, and that's what you're getting at. One type is the Truma variety, where it's basically that the item itself is Kadosh, and therefore a person with insufficient level of Kedusha, namely Azar, can eat that item which is Kadosh. That's one type of Kedusha related Machal sister. So Basar B'chalav is, one can say, like the opposite type of Kedusha. It's that in the Ramban's lashon, refraining from eating basar b'chalav will generate a kedusha within the person. So again, for our broader purposes, there are two categories: there's the timtum alev machalas asuras, and there's the kedusha related machalas asuras. But it should be noted within kedusha there are two different types. There's a kedusha type michael isser where the michael itself is too kadosh and therefore can't be eaten by someone who doesn't have the requisite kedusha.
Or we're too kadosh.
What?
Or we ourselves are too kadosh.
Exactly. Or we are exactly the opposite. Or we are too kadosh to eat such an item. Exactly. That's one Ramban. Do the other Ramban, and then I'll get back to you. The other Ramban, where he has these two classifications of Machos Asuros, is in Shemos, Parshas Mishpatim. This is Perek Chabez, Pasuk Lamed. So there, the Pasuk is talking about Trefa, right? The, you know, the Michael Isser of Trefa again, right? This is when an animal is, you know, bound to die within 12 months, the normative shot. So the Gemara there formulates the Isser Trefa as follows: the Anshe Kodesh Tihiunli. Again, you, Klai Yisrael, should be people of Kedusha. Therefore, Ubasar Basada Trefa Lo Sochelu Lekela Tashlichun Hoso. Therefore, Trefa is Asr. So Ramban there on the spot, again, Lishita. So picking up on the, you know, the Torah's formulation of Kedusha, says, the nature of the Michael Isser of Trefa, again, is a Kedusha-related Michael Isser, where it's about refraining from eating Trefa will generate a Kedusha in Klai Yisrael, which the Ramban explicitly contrasts with, you know, the Torah's formulation by, you know, the Isser of Shkatzim, right, eating the category of, you know, Shkatzim. There, the Torah focuses on its destructive impact on the person. It says, Al tishaksu es nafsho seichem, don't, you know, translate that, Al tishaksu, maybe like, you know, destroy or, what? Abominate, good word, yeah. Straight in the hearts, that's good. I like that. Abominate, you know, your souls. So again, the Ramban says, in stark contrast to Trefa, where the Torah formulates on the factor of Kedusha, By the shkatzim, it's focusing on the destructive impact, the timtum alev, you know, impact that Michael Isser has on a person. So again, the Ramban has clearly, even more clearly in the second Ramban and Shmos, two classifications where he says treifa is about kedusha, and shkatzim are about, you know, timtum alev. So again, just bringing it back to our sugya, I thought it could be that that's pshat, that the simon of truma being mutter lekalein is that it reflects that the kedusha, you know, variety of Michael Sassurus, which is more kal than the Timtum Alev variety of Michael Sassurus, and that's shot in that Manda Amar in the Gemara. Yeah, take any questions. Aaron?
So the other one would just say the other way, you know, just say Timtum Alev is.
Meaning, we'll get to the next part, in terms of the next day?
Yeah,
so we're going to get to that. Right. And we'll see. It could be that we'll get to that, and then it'll remind me to come back to your point.
Right.
How do you assess the Machal? Yeah.
So, according to the Svar of the Ramban, that Basar B'Chalav cannot be Timtum Alev because Basar alone is Mutter and Chalav alone is Mutter. Mm-hmm. Can you apply the same thing to Tevel and say, once your Mach is Truma, then Truma is not Timtum Alev because Mutter the Kohen, and Cholin is not Timtum Alev because it's Mutter. So,
no, but the status of Tevel as is.
Okay, so you could say something about the status of Basar B'Chalav as it is.
Mm. Okay. So it could be, again, so I'm bringing the Ramban as like a mashal for the two categories. So it could be that the Ramban himself, you know, could be given this bentame or impossibilities. So again, it could be that the application of what exactly is a sin of the Timtum Alev, again, that could be arguable. So in a Hanami, it could be the breakdown here of, you know, Truma versus Tevel might imply a different breakdown than the Ramban is dealing with. But I'm just bringing the Ramban as an example where the heter in certain circumstances could be a simon. Again, you can, as you pointed out, you can draw the line in different places, and there's room, to argue in terms of where this factor applies. But I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know exactly where this from, but I think there's a machaber that says that non-Jewish milk has timtum alev. So if that's really true, what we're saying, so isn't non-Jewish milk something that would be a dvar hefter that still we say has timtum alev?
Why is it a dvar hefter? You're
trying to explain why Moshe Rabbeinu would.
Yeah.
So it's Timtum Alev, I think it's just like a home run. Like you could, but it's not like, but you don't have Timtum Alev.
But that might get into the whole Tinoch question.
Because it's
like a Tinoch, you know, for Das Bechalal. I think that might be the issue. And then I think the Timtum Alev is brought in to get over that fact. This is, in a Hanami.
So actual non Jewish milk for a Gadol would be Aser?
I think it's like Yotze. I think so.
Yeah?
I think so. Don't call me out on that.
Jewish milk is butter.
I'm not sure. What?
Jewish milk is butter.
Yes. And par.
What?
I'll be right here. Right.
And par.
Yeah.
So that even for what Aaron was saying, but everyone would agree that Tevel, the Kohen can eat it as is, so surely there's no Timtum Alev by Tevel.
What's that?
So it distinguishes that by Tevel, for sure there's no Timtum Alev, because you can eat Tevel as is.
Are you? I mean, you can.
You could. You could eat it as is.
Who can eat Tevel as is?
Okay, I'm sorry, Truma. I mean, Truma, he as is.
No, but I think Aaron is making the Ara that if you take the Ramban Svara to its ultimate conclusion, because Ramban himself says not just about as is, but as long as you can even break apart its components, and as long as those are Mutter, then there can't even be a Timtum Alev in the, you know, combination.
There,
again, there
is the
Yishl Chalav.
Basar B'Chalav, the combination is Basar B'Chalav. It's defined by the combination, where you can say that Tevel is a new thing.
But if anything, that would be the opposite. Yet the Ramban, even though it's a new thing, the Ramban still says that, you know, the composites, you know, the ingredients not being Tantem's Alev, still, you know, reflect that the, you know, the new status of Basar B'Chalav is not Tantem's Alev.
But the Basar B'Chalav is not a new status.
Oh, I thought you were saying it was.
No, Tevel is a new status. Basar B'Chalav is defined as being Basar B'Chalav. That's even in the name.
Oh, that's even. Okay, because I thought you meant there's a lot of, you know, lines about Basar B'Chalav being a new status.
Oh.
So that happens to be.
No, all right. Yes.
But in terms of your point, I think, there again, you could be Mechalek in terms of direction. Things which perhaps started off in, you know, Basar B'Chalav started off as not Timtum Alev. I mean, that could be a Mechalek, but. Your question?
Then we mentioned last night that one definition of Tevel is just Truma and Cholin. So
yeah.
Suggest.
Yeah, but yeah.
You can't say Timtum Alev.
What?
You can't say Timtum Alev by.
And the problem, according to this chat, we're specifically trying to differentiate Truma from Tevel.
Right.
So you'd have to say that. Again, it's pointed out yesterday. Toshis has a strong kasha on that, you know, on that perspective. So it's not simply, it's not simple as that. Okay, moving on for now to the second day. Right. So the second day on the Gemara says no, really, Tevel is more kal. And the Gemara Svara is why is Tevel more kal? Because Efshel Tikune, because you could potentially be Metakin Tevel. So here too, you have the same type of kasha being. The case at hand is where you can't be Metak, right? For sure, according to the second approach of the Tosafot Rid and the Rambam, the whole gedder of lo efshar b'chulin is that it's e-efshar takin. That's for sure. But even according to Rashi, that the circumstances are such that you can't be Metakin. So in the case at hand, you're not being Metakin. So why is the fact that theoretically in other cases, the fact you can be Metakin, why does that shed light on the Isser now when you can't? So it's the same type of Svara, same type of Kasha that we had before. So again, and this is probably a little more simple to say, but you can simply answer that in a konami, even though right now it's usur, but in a doma, a temporary isur, or an isur which is subject, potentially temporary, to an isur which is automatically permanent, just in terms of chum. Right? So again, perhaps that's what the Gemara is saying, that the Eshel Tukune, basically saying the fact that this isur is Eshel Tukune, the fact that it's not necessarily permanent, basically dictates a non-permanent isser is more kal than a permanent isser. And that's what the Gemara is saying. And again, very excited to see the Chazon Yecheskel says exactly the same thing. Chazon Yecheskel in that same piece says, when this girl when claimed this dea, he says, right, because Eshel Tukune, therefore, the Eno Davar Ha'asr Isser Olam She'en Lo Heter. Again, focusing on the permanence, the isser Olam, or with the contrast to Tshuva. So again, according to this, you know, second day, the Efshel Tukune, even though right now, you know, in the current Mitzis, you can't, but the fact that the Isser of Tevel is subject to a Tikkun dictates that it is, you know, categorically is a temporary Isser, or subject to being a temporary Isser, which is more Kal than a permanent Isser. And now just before taking the question, just get back to Aaron's Aura. So it could be the Machlokes between the two different Deos, that which Svara, you know, is reflects a bigger kula. The fact of the lack of timtum hazalev or the lack of permanent isser. So it could be that everyone agrees. You know, everyone agrees that the heter to truma, the heter to a kohen reflects that truma is not matam timtum hazalev. Everyone agrees that tevel is not a permanent isser. Question is, but you know, now you have a clash between a temporary isser and a non and you know a kedusha related machal isser. So what's more kal between those two? That's the way I would assess. Assess the machlokes. Yeah.
I was wondering, is there another way to understand the second svara, other than just other than permanent versus not permanent?
Do you have a suggestion?
No.
That's all I have at the moment. Okay. That's a simple question, simple answer. But interestingly, I thought you were going to ask this. Is that I thought you were saying, is there any other svara besides the Gemara svara to justify the shita of Tevel being more kal? So the answer is me. Because the Rambam, if you look carefully, you know, in Machalos Asuros Yud Dalet Yud Zayin, yesterday we were focusing on the Rambam's formulation of E-Efshel Takin, that he was explaining that the case was that, you know, the reason why you have a clash between Tevel and Truma, and the reason why you just can't be even talking in the Tevel is because the case where you can't be, let's say the Bialim is not present. But then the end of the Rambam is also, you know, important. He explains, so why is it, right, he passes on the Tam Kama, so why is it that Tevel is more kal? He says, Machilin oso Tevel, She'ino Kadosh Ketruma. Because Tevel is less Kadosh than Truma. The question is, what exactly is the svara of Tevel being less kadosh than Truma? So you could say that's just the same thing as our Gemara, right? So one suggestion, one potential pshat in the Rambam, is that all he needs to say is this fact to Efshel Tukune is that no, there's less kedusha associated with a temporary iser than with a permanent iser, and it could be that according to that first explanation of the Rambam's not giving an alternative to the Gemara; he's just, you know, giving a pshat in the Gemara. But this is Rambam in Yud Perek Yud Dalet, Hilchos Machalos Asuros, Halacha Yud Zayin. So again, his formulation is focused on Kedusha. So again, the first explanation is the Rambam is just saying that, oh, a temporary Isser you know, has less kedusha. Again, you can formulate it in different ways, but basically, that's the way to say it. But the Chazon Yecheskel again basically quotes the Gemara's reason and then says va'od. The Rambam has another reason, and then he quotes the Rambam's reason of kedusha. So the Chazon Yecheskel is obviously as an alternative understanding of the Rambam as being, you know, completely unrelated to the factor of temporary versus permanent, and it's rather just a separate factor that Truma has more kedusha than Tavel. Again, the next step is to look into why that's the case.
Father the Rambam read down that.
That's also another question. Rambam sometimes does that. That's not, you know, Rambam Kedarko will sometimes break it down. Slightly different Makoro, slightly different reasoning in the Gemara, so that's not the biggest kasha, which is very much the Rambam's, you know, general approach to things, but you'd have to, you know, look into Hilchos Rambam in terms of why is it, you know, that, you know, aside from the temporary permanent factor, why is it that Tevel is less Kadosh than Truma? So we're not going to get into that now, but that's something, you know, to be mined in. So again, two potential reasons for why Tevel would be more Kal, according to the Tanakhama. Again, either this factor of Efshul Tzikuni, that it's temporary, or perhaps this idea of it having, you know, a lower level of Kedusha, according to one pshat in the Rambam. Fine. Okay. Any questions before? Okay, so Adkan is, you know, the first category of clashes mentioned in the Gemara, which are, you know, clashes between two different Machal sisters. Now, we're going to, you know, transition to the second category of, you know, Hakal Hakal, which is a clash not between two different types of Machal sisters, but a clash between a Michael Isser on the one hand and a Maisa Isser on the other hand, which is the classic case that all the Rishonim discuss, which is where you have a clash between, or you have a chola, and you have the option of either eating nevela or having a Jew perform shechita on Shabbos. So again, the clash is not between, you know, which food to eat, but whether you're going to eat, you know, the forbidden food of nevela, or you're going to perform a forbidden act, a ma'isa iser, of shechita b'Shabbos. So here it's a fascinating discussion in the Rishonim, where there are tons of different reasons, and you really have to be ma'ayin in each reason, because each reason is really, at least most reasons are very important. So we're just trying to keep everything organized here, and then try to really analyze all the different answers. Well, so first we're going to break down, you know, the different Rishonim, the different answers, into two different groups in terms of what bottom line is the Psalm. So the first, you know, major, you know, first approach is that when you have the choice between Shechita B'Shabbos and eating the Nevela, you should opt for the Nevela. That's the first approach we're going to discuss. Again, when you face this quandary, this situation, you go and eat the nevela over shechita b'Shabbos.
That conversion nevela versus shechita, or is that a general rule for Michael versus Maisa?
Good question. We're going to get to that later. Good question. All right. Yeah. We'll get to that. We're going to see. I think it's going to depend on the svara. Certain svaras are going to be, you know, applicable to all Maisa, and certain svaras are very specific to this. We'll get to that next week, because the Gemara in Pekim on this seems to have one. The Gemara is discussing, you know, being mafresh on Shabbos, you know, versus, you know, which is also midrabanan, versus eating, you know, tavel midrabanan. The Gemara is a similar to Deos, so we're going to tie in this discussion to that and see which svaras, you know, carry over. So we're going to see whether, you know, this, which svara is really more universal, or all about all ma'isim versus all ma'chalos asuras, and which ones are specific. We'll get back to that. So according to this first approach, in the Rishonim, that we opt for the nevela over the shechita b'Shabbos. So we're going to see that within that approach, there are two different reasons offered as to why that's the case. Oh. So the first, it's a lot in here. You want to turn the AC on, or do you think?
It's all two.
Whatever the camera wants.
Aye.
Four. You see?
I'm for it.
Okay, just you know, Rihanna dressed like that, so.
We didn't
I get the noise.
Yeah.
The noise is all worth it. Right? Turn
like,
on.
I think of like a video game in the 90s.
Yeah. We never took a vote for who doesn't want
to. Okay. Okay. So now, yeah, I'll try to speak louder. Oh, so within this first approach, right, that we opt for the nevela, we're going to see that there are two different explanations as to why we opt for the nevela. So the first svara, which is given, is, which seems to be the most pashut, but yet most people don't give this, which is also a pella, is that if you think about it, look at the relative chomer ha'isra of the two averos and bach. What is the nevela subject to?
Love.
What is shechita b'Shabbos subject to?
Misa.
So that's is the what you would think is the simple, but yet it's not really mentioned so often. What? yeah, the Rosh sort of, yeah, the Rosh says it in combination with something else, but it serves as a factor alone. You only find it in the local, in the Shoel that the as the, at the Ran quotes. Okay, if everyone can turn to the Ran, you know, my Dapin.
We can't all.
Yeah, Dalon on the base. Listen, he does not pass him this. But it's fascinating when the this is the formulation of the Shaila, which is presented to the Raivin. You might have the that line where it says, "But Mishal HaRaivin, Hashem Hazet." Abram, do you see it?
No.
Do you ask for the Karsina on the Gemara? It's the first piece on Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. Over here.
Hi.
See the initial arrive it?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you go for it? The initial arrive at the Lashon Hazeh.
If Haya Chola, she is the Sakana, it's her fish for the Tangoes. If you have a Chola that has scanning, you need a shepherd and a chicken. Lama the Nemar, Lenapri.
Lama Lone.
Lama Lone, Nemar, Lenapri, Shin for Lo, Lenachil, Lanu, Anavail. So why we don't say that you are?
Why don't we just simply say
that you have the Nafri get him the thing, the chicken,
and
it'll be
in
the
Mela. Why?
Shein bo ela iser lav. It's only initial because it's only initial lav. Lo nishko the nishko Shabbos sheish bo iser skiva, and then you won't end up shefting and being over the Shabbos, which is a sort of bad schema.
Yes, exactly. So again, it's fascinating. The only time I found this seemingly Pashat Svara, just look at the relative Chomer, you know, and that's where the Gemara, when the Gemara is analyzing all its Hakalakals, that's all it does, right? Lav, the Esseh, Misa B'dei Shamayim. The only time it comes onto the other svaras of Chazi LeKohen or Eshel Tzugrini, that's only when they're tie. Exactly, it's only when it's by Tevel and Truma, which are both Misa B'dei Shemayim. But the first thing the Gemara always goes to is the Chomer. It's fascinating that you only seem to find this as the lone factor in the Hamamina, which ends up being rejected. So that's fascinating. So again, so the first, you know, reason to favor Nevela, which doesn't seem to be accepted on its own, but at least, you know, at least in the Shoel, is this factor of Chomer. Right. Basically, Nevela is less chomer. It's only a lot less chomer than Shechita B'Shabbos, which is an Isser Shkila. And we pointed out, it's really a Pella that this factor, you know, isn't cited at, like Lumaskana, given that, you know, the whole entire Gemara is all about chomer Isser. And what this tells us, really, I think the fact that most Rishonim are rejecting this shows us how important the other factors that are coming up are. Right? The fact that they're going to, you know, offer alternatives as far as, you know, as the factors which win the day, they're ignoring this simple Chomer Isser, just show how important those other Svaras are, such that they're even going to trump the simple factor of Chomer Isser, which seemingly would have been Kovel. That's just one part. Again, to the first explanation of why Nevela, you'd opt for Nevela, again, in the Shaila, to the Ravid, is the factor of Chomer HaIsser. Fine. So the second reason to favor Nevela over Shechita B'Shabbos is the following really fascinating factor. At first glance, it's hard to understand, we're going to have to explain it. So, first I'll say it outside, and then I'll read it into Rishonim, because it seems it's a little nuanced. It's not so easy to see the clues what the Rishonim are saying. A number of Rishonim cite the following factor. That we think about the case at hand, the clash between the Nevela, the Chola eating the Nevela, or us shechting for shechting on Shabbos, another variable at play is who is violating the Avera. In the context of the Nevela, who's violating the Avera? The Chola himself. When it comes to Shechita, most likely the guy who's sick and his deathbed is likely not the Shochet of the town, and even if he was, perhaps he's not in a situation to do Shechita, right? So, when it comes to the, you know, if you opt for Nevela, there the Chola is going to be violating the Nevela. But if you opt for Shechita B'Shabbos, Acherim will be violating the Isra. So again, we still have to explain why that matters. I mean, the general rule is that other people can violate Averas in order to save another person.
Well, you see, if you
Okay, that's not exactly. Okay, but that's not in terms of, you know, not having to differentiate, but that's not necessarily the same as here in terms of, because this is more of an objective question in terms of chomer.
Well,
I
the point is that there was no makel by a chomer
itself. Okay, well, so we're going to have to just, I think we still, it's a little, I still think it requires a little explanation in terms of why. So why are we, more makel by a chomer itself?
Kind of explanation of it, yeah.
Can we hold off for a second? I just want to first just see this in the Rishonim, and then we'll take some rest. But it's interesting, and we'll see this in a moment, the Rishonim who cite this factor, this chilek between the Chola himself, versus Acherim, they seem to combine it with other factors, and we're going to have to see that. So if you go to the Tshuvas HaRashba, which is on the Mar Mekomos, so the Rashba is discussing this case, and he first is the whole, you know, Arichos. He says, you see the line, you see four lines up from the bottom of the Shita Rashba, after the period, it says, Ava Lamanda Amar. Anybody see it? I think it's important for guys to see the Lashon Zayit. Tani, do you see it? Everybody? Yes, yeah, so Tani, would you mind going first? Ava Lamanda Amar?
Lamanda Amar, just reading the Akhil Noan Deva, should start a platform.
Oh, so very carefully. But once you pass, once we pass, you like the Rashi goes, that is Tuchuya. So Machilin Olan Avela, what? Shehu Sarach Le'echol, that he, the Chola, needs to eat, the Ein Anu Ovrim Lishkotla. Instead of us shekling it on his back. So again, subtle, but I think the Rashi, we'll see the next line also, is hinting towards this Chiluk. Because the question is, what do you mean? It's tuchuya. I mean, what do you mean? That means pikuach nefesh is tuchuya. So pikuach nefesh is also docha nevela. So saying tuchuya itself didn't dictate that you should favor the shechita over the nevela. So what else is it? So you're saying it's the tuchuya in combination that it's the chola himself would be violating the nevela instead of us doing the shechita. And he continues, yeah, continue on. How many of you mind? Right. Again, that focus. Because when he can eat, we, oh, now we're anu, we're not going to be, you know, doch has a shot.
So,
what?
Well, why?
Yeah. We're going to give a story. I just want to first just show this in the Rishonim, and then we'll offer a story in a second. So again, I think it's clear in the Rashba that, again, she says two things. Number one, once we hold of the chuya, now there's a difference between the chula himself and the acherim. So we're going to figure out what exactly are the combination. What is the, number one, what's the difference between chula and acherim, and then how does that connect to the svara of the chuya? But before we get back to that, just to see it in one more rishon, we can turn to the rush. Again, the rush on our topic. This is in the parak, Simon Gedalid. The rush cites a number of answers, but one of them is the Yesh Omrim. If I have it, it's, you know, it says Ki Yesh Omrim, it's, you know, five or six lines down from the Gemara, he says, in my Nair.
Ki Yesh Omrim, Mutar Shiyavu Ardu Ailak in Vema, Ki Shiyavu Akhenim on Isra Skila.
So what are the two factors he seems to be quoting?
Kin versus
and also, yes, this is what you're referencing. The rush, again, also seems to reference, you know, the factor of chomer. But again, not alone, which seemingly is you would think with one day, but specifically in combination with this chilek between who and achim. That's important to note that while the Ravid, again, this is Ravid according to Yeshomer, that while the Ravid himself disagrees with the psak, he still seemingly agrees with the svar. You just read that next line. The Heshiv, this is the writer, you know, the two.
The Heshiv, Dira Yeshom, you know, for one again. How about Yeshlom, Arki, Yisr Shabbos, Bar Nitin, Lidkos, the Havara, the Vishol, the Benchamim, and the Havara.
So get that other answer. But the key is the beginning, right? The Dira Yeshom, the Chuvanamim. Meaning, the Ravid ends up rejecting it and says, oh, there's another factor which I think outweighs it, but he still likes the Svara, seemingly of both the Chomer and this Chilek between who and Achim. So again, you have this chiluk between who and Acherim in the Tshuvas HaRashba, you have it in the Yeshomim of the Rash, and even the Ravid, who doesn't go with it, still seems to like it. So again, it's pretty prevalent. Which now leads us to the question, what exactly is the difference? Once the heter of Pikuach Nefesh applies to the Chola, or to other people on behalf of the Chola, as long as it's being formed on behalf of the Chola, so why is there a preference for the Chola himself to do it over Achir? So now I'll take any suggestions.
Well, I think, first of all, it depends on, say, Hutra or Chuya.
Okay.
If you say Hutra, there would be no difference,
okay.
I think. But if you say Dechuya,
yeah.
Then there's essentially what you're doing, there's something wrong with an outweighing factor. So I could say, you know.
But why is it better for the Chola to do it?
Because I come first. In other words, we could both be doing it, you're the one with the problem.
It's like, let's say
we're both dying of thirst. Right? I'm the only one with water.
Okay.
So I would have to be the one to take it.
I'm not sure that's relevant.
It's probably not. But
maybe you're almost there. Somehow, like, because it's his issue,
he has to be able to deal with it.
Okay, almost there. Like, 90% of the way.
I'm just thirsty.
Anyway, I was just
going to
say that.
Again, another irrelevant. Anyone else? Anyone going around?
I was going to say, there's Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Gimel. This isn't a svara. I was just saying that the Gemara says that the person should not. That if, let's say, a person takes dough and puts it into the oven on Shabbos, it's about about to cook and it'll about to be over bishul or rafia or whatever.
But again, but it's
right?
So
you should do it as a pass.
The pikuach nefesh is mutter for rafia.
But I'm just saying, showing that there's a precedent that you should, that even though somebody is going to be vera, you shouldn't be doing the vera.
But you're not doing a bear. Hi then.
Okay, but it's too clear.
Almost then. Yeah.
You can say that you have the eager fee was on you, but the fee was like the time. And then everyone else, the fee was on Tzelus Chol Yisrael, which is sort of, it says, not as central to what's happening as your fee of the time.
Interesting. Okay, I was going to say it a little differently, but I like. I mean, Yehuda is basically saying, what? Yeah, but I think what you're suggesting that perhaps V'chai Behem like has multiple layers. That's your suggestion. V'chai Behem, which is a tzibur like to the person himself, and you're giving a diet and that you should live by them, since you're referring to the person who's under Sakam. And perhaps there's like a greater, you know, level of V'chai Behem to the person himself. That's your suggestion. So I just
Is there a concept that your actions define who you are? They have a negative effect on who you are, so if other people do it for you, that has more of a negative effect on who they are, when if you're sick and you do it for yourself, that has less of a negative, that a vera has less of a negative effect on who you are.
Okay, perhaps. Interesting.
Sort of.
But more of like a vera goris, a vera type. Yeah.
Sort of, sort of vera.
Yeah.
If it's something that they could sort
of... This is the last year. Hit it out of the park.
If there's something they could theoretically do themselves, save themselves, then, like, it's not... You're not saving them if it's something that they could already be saved from. Like,
but I think that's presupposing that he should come first.
What do you mean?
I mean, if you assume that the Chola should take care of himself first, once you establish that,
right.
So then, yeah, you know, why, you know, well, the Chiv comes upon him, so why are you getting involved? We're trying to understand that first stage. Why does it apply more to the Chola?
Well, if the Chola himself can do it himself, who says there's ever the Chiv that got by me?
Well, that's sort of the question. Why? Because why? Why is there a Chola?
Because I have, there are options of doing this where I don't do anything.
But there's options for it to be done, but not with the meaning. You can say the same thing with the meaning. Why are the Chola do it? Let someone else do it. Okay, so I'd like to suggest the following idea. And we're going to see this in a different way in Iran tomorrow, a difficult run. Okay, thank you, Mark. But it could be that specifically, like you know, Yehuda and others were saying, that specifically like the Rashba, specifically within the perspective of Dechuya, right? It could be that we want to narrow as much as possible the gap between the Avera and the factor of Pikuach Nefesh. You know, we want to make the, we want to closely, right, as closely as possible relate the Avera to the Pikuach Nefesh. So it could be the scenario in which the Avera, the violation of Avera, is most closely related to the factor of Pikuach Nefesh, is if it's all in, all related to the same person, the Chola. Meaning when the same person, the Chola, who's subject to the Pikuach Nefesh, is the person doing the Avera, so that brings together, that brings the more direct relationship between the Avera, which is being done, L'shem Pikuach Nefesh. Because it's the same person who's subject to Pikuach Nefesh is the one doing the Avera. So that, like, within the same person, that creates a, let's say, a tighter tziruf, a tighter connection between the Avera and Pikuach Nefesh. And because it's Duchuya, we're trying to minimize as much as possible the violation here. So it's possible that the way you minimize it is by having, you know, the Avera as closely connected to the goal of Pikuach Nefesh as possible. But Masha Inkin, when other people are doing that, so even though, yeah, in the Ikar Adin, you know, if that's what's necessary, their kavana doing it, l'shem their friend, suffices, but that's less connected because the Avera, sorry, the Pikuach Nefesh is, you know, plaguing one person, and the Avera is being done by another person. So again, the kavana halach is enough to, you know, bridge that gap to create that tzira. But l'chatzchila, akal, we're asking which one is halachically preferable. It's preferable to have that tzira built in within the person himself, to not even require kavana to create that tzira. You know what I'm saying? So this way, this is like a svara as to why within dechuya, why is it minimized? I mean, what's minimized by having the chola doing himself? Because the point is, the same, you basically have a tighter connection between the Avera and the goal of the Pikuach Nefesh, because they're all, both the Pikuach Nefesh and the Avera are all related to one person. And again, this connection between the Svara and Duchuya works out very nicely for the Rashba, who specifically says that, oh, once we hold Duchuya, so then we need to have, you know, then there's a value for specifically be the chola. Mashma, as we pointed out before, that within the perspective of Hutra, so then it's like you're doing a Bechol, and therefore you don't even need to, you know, tighten that connection, that tziruf between the two.
Do you have any Bokoros for this tziruf thing?
So we're going to see the Ran, who's a different, I think, is a different application of the same thing. And you see recurring themes in this, that also corroborates. So I think we'll get to the svar of the Ran himself, but when the Ran is machalik between, you know, which one is us, or based on, you know, the action you would take in a vacuum, we'll get to it tomorrow. But I think that is based on the same yisod, that you opt for the maisa, which is most directly connected to the problem. Again, the Ran takes in a different manner, but same part of my view.
I want to say a similar svara. Yeah. That by Nevela, the Isser is the actual self of Nefesh. Whereas by the case of Shkita, it's something that enables you to eventually perform the Refuah.
Interesting. Yeah, that's not a chilek between hu and acherim, though.
Right.
That'd be another answer. I haven't seen that. It's interesting. But again, I don't think that would be pshat in these Rishonim, because they're, I mean, because you can have, you can have that without hu and acherim, and you can have
just a similar.
Yeah, it's exactly an interesting idea in terms of, like, making it more connected.
Yeah.
It's for Ravon Kavishna loves, for there's a near enough self can kill the religion if you have to go to Mevara, because not only is he bow and optional, but the fact that it's Yavira and go in that nature.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, because there is evidence that it's not just a Boal Nafsho factor.
But this
is the factor of, you know, generally there's a din of, you know, by Rodev, you're always allowed to kill a Rodev, but if it's Yachal Atzila Me'achal Me'avara, if you can, you know,
right,
you can stop him by shooting one of his, you know, limbs off, then you have to do that. You can't kill him.
Unless you're being chased.
Exactly. The near duff himself doesn't have to. So the question is, what's the chat? Some the Mishnah Malach himself says, oh, he's, you know, he's too worried. He's, you know, he's being chased. He can't, like, you know, start aiming for the arm. You know, he's not a sniper. But Tani's suggesting, based on this, the idea that conceptually, you know, it's more connected, perhaps it's like a more fundamental version of that.
Yeah, I don't get exactly why being more connected helps, though.
I mean, because if the idea of pikuach nefesh is that, you know, for the sake of pikuach nefesh, for docha and iser, so perhaps, especially within the tuchiyah approach, we prefer for that avera to be as closely linked to the pikuach nefesh as possible.
Why?
Just because, you know, it's a way, meaning, just like tuchiyah, we generally try to minimize the violation. So it could be that it's, you know, it's more ideal if the, you know, if like structurally and built in to the avera itself is that it's being done for the pikuach nefesh, and therefore when it's done by the same person who's subject to the pikuach nefesh, it's like clearly, like it's like, you know, like structurally, objectively, you know, being done for the pikuach nefesh because it's the same person who's subject to it. Someone else is doing it, the only way for him to connect it to the pikuach nefesh is by having kavana. So perhaps kavana is, you know, is a weaker form of connection than saying then when the connection is built in, because the same chola, the subject of the pikuach nefesh, is the one who's performing the other.
Maybe it's like less of an issue to himself?
Yes, meaning it's like a better heter. Meaning, because the heter pikuach nefesh is, you know, more closely related to the avera in this scenario, so that's, we prefer to apply the heter pikuach nefesh in that case, and to apply in another case, which is less, which is more loose, more loosely connected. Yeah. One last thing, and then we can get a little bit further.
How exactly do we want to connect the ourselves and that the bar of not applying it to the Yerdah to the Svara? We're saying, was it, do you want to give us one a separate answer to that, or did we?
Because I think that's what Tani was suggesting, that perhaps, because when, it's a little different, but meaning maybe a parallel idea that when the same person who's being subject of the pikuach nefesh has, you know, has a greater leniency in terms of the scope of the sector, because it's more closely.
But I think that the lashon there and the
not pshat in the now, but an alternative explanation of the pshat.
I think
lovely time. But there are more fundamental versions of that.
But then he was the only one that actually used that pshat.
Within that case, but there are parallels in a similar context which can be paralleled. Not our sugya, so, yeah, I don't want to get stuck up there. Okay. I know you went to this past year. It's dear to your heart. But, okay. So Adkan is, you know, I'll say the first general approach that you favor Nevela. Again, we had two different explanations. One, you favor Nevela because on a Chomer HaIsr level, it's more kal, right? It's just a laugh. The second explanation, you favor Nevela because the Nevela is, you know, the Avera of Nevela is performed by the Chola himself. Ashenke Shchita is performed by Acher. We saw different versions of that. So I'd like to now start with the more normative approach, which is to say that we favor Shchita B'Shabbos. So there can be a lot of different explanations within this camp. So try to, you know, keep things organized. We're going to organize the different answers into three different categories. And three different categories of explanations as to why we would favor Shchita B'Shabbos over Nevela. So the first category is the technical category. You know, we'll do that first. So there are a couple of them. I'm just going to mention one for now. Is the technical explanation offered by the Rush at the end. Now the Rush in the last line, you don't have the Rush open. This is a very technical and called Balabatish Svara that really, you know, not fundamental at all. This is just, you know, if we're trying to, you know, save the person, so if there's a possibility that one of the options is not going to save him, if there's a possibility that, the, you know, if we tell him to eat in the vela, that, you know, his sitkus, you know, he can't bring himself to eat in the vela, so that's like a technical reason to favor Shkita B'Shabbos, because we're afraid that the Chol himself is going to refuse to eat it. Shalok Kedin, he's supposed to eat it.
Right, why would he
it's like a misguided sitkus.
Isn't there
Could be the fact that this guy's just so ingrained in you, like
that's
disgusting.
I think that's
the same thing. I
was
like, a halakhic man would say, go
up and
dope.
Yeah, the people would be like, I'm trying to be a tzaddik, because I just, like, I can't
bring yourself to it.
I have an emotional reaction to it.
Okay. That's what I intended? We could argue that it's that's what I mean. Like, he's not supposed to do that, but he just can't bring himself because of his upbringing. He's always taught to stay away from the Vela. He just can't bring himself to do it, even though halachically, the Chai Behem is going to the Vela. What?
It feels wrong.
Yeah. No, first of all, also the Chola is more emotional. I mean, also eating is the most, that's the symptom of Lev. The fact that, like, just like ingesting something is like, you know, it goes into my body is...
Okay.
It's a technical svara, so it's hard to, you know, in that day in the rush, sees more of a chashash, and okay, three different svaras of eating versus a maisa, different svaras. Okay, but that's the first category of technical factors. There's some other, you know, explanations, we're not going to go into that for now. So now the second category is... the answers which focus on Shabbos being more common. I'm going to say this in contrast to the third category, which is focused on Nevela being more Chum. I'm just trying to keep everything organized because a lot of different answers, it's always easier to remember when you break it down to, it's like, oh, there are eight answers, you know, just break it down to three categories. There's technical, there's a category of Shabbos being more Chum, and there's a third category of Nevela being more Chum. So within the second category of Shabbos being more kal, so for now we're going to focus on one or two of them. So one of the explanations for why Shabbos is more kal is offered by the Rebbe. Actually, I think Aaron read it before. The first answer of the Rebbe, when the Rebbe, like, says Beheshit, right after the Yeshomim was quoted as saying the idea of, you know, who versus Achiram, the Rebbe says, I like it, but I have a better story. He says, So what is that? It's a very hard.
Once you've already built the Shabbos to do the other things, you have our official.
Exactly. So again,
it's a technical answer.
Well, it's technical in a certain sense, but fundamental in another sense. Technical in the sense that it's like a kimta, that like we're dealing with a kimta, meaning in a case, right, he's assuming that you already did this, right? But they're saying in most cases where the chola needs to eat, he most likely needs these other things as well. So again, that's an kimta. Assuming that's the case, then somehow once you're mechal Shabbos already, then the line of, you know, kfar nitan, no, litchos, Shabbos kfar nitan litchos, which is, that is a fundamental idea, because these are different malachos. And like by Shabbos, we hold a chilek malachos. There's like a separate karbon, a separate chi of karis for each malacha. Right? We hold, you know, havar lechalik yotzis. So each malacha is a distinct avera, but yet the chiddush of this day is that once you mechal Shabbos, for the distinct malachos of Havara, Bishol, for Havara and Bishol, there is a greater leniency to be Mechal Shabbos again for a third distinct malacha of Shechita, of Netzilas and Shomim. Which is like a very big chiddush in terms of the relation, this is where the fundamental part comes in. It takes a you know, very fundamental assumption in terms of, you know, the relationship between different malachos. I'm saying that although we hold the chiyuv malachos, although each malacha is a distinct, you know, chiyuv karban, chiyuv kares, there is a unifying factor that could be coming from the azhara, which is the sasa kol malacha, which basically links all the malachos in a certain standpoint to say that we still view Shabbos as an integrated whole of the lamatas malachos. And never once you're mechal Shabbos for certain malachos, you know, it creates certain chil in the entity of Shabbos, such that it's more kal to now, you know, have a yet another, albeit new, but another violation of Shabbos. Prefer that than to have a completely independent violation of Nevela. I think he's saying in a case where you already had to do those levels.
Let's say he didn't.
So then this reason wouldn't
I'm saying, so what would he hold?
That reason alone, unclear. Hard to know.
Since you already did it, we're like,
but once you have the Mechal Shabbos, so then you might as well do Mechal Shabbos again over the Mechal Nevela, which is a new issue. Again, which is a Chiddush, because, I mean, if you're dealing with like Riboy Shirin, it's the same Halacha, okay, that's much more understandable. But here we're talking about, you already did, you know, Bishul and Havar. That's a different Malacha than Shechita, which is Nitzvah Seshama. So it's still a Chiddush that you view Shabbos from a certain standpoint as an integrated whole, such that, you know, you'd even apply this across different levels. Yeah.
So, I don't really, the language you like want to leave about is to say that it's not at all based on what they necessarily already did, but merely on what they're handed. Because the Mechilat Tanis have extended so far as to do this, therefore it's totally not practical, rather it's totally fundamental. The lesson is that the Nisala,
you can shout this Kvar.
Yeah. No, try Nisala Lifos. You're already Nisala Lifos.
I'm saying, if that didn't happen in this particular case, then what do you mean Kvar Nisala?
Well, the fact that your capacity to do so is significant insofar as...
You have the capacity to violate Nevela also.
What?
The capacity to violate Nevela, if you're still coming.
No, but I guess what I'm saying is once one thing, once there is certain criteria for well, of doing something, which are clear and apparent, then you can bring in like the Hoshra argument already, without actually basing off of, well, you know, retroactively, here's what the person did, and therefore we can do this. I think even without that, in the language...
You're saying even in a case where you haven't Makal Shabbos at all?
Yeah, yeah. So then, what you could, you would still choose according to the Sfar of the Shkita.
You could because he needs it?
Right.
Or, but let's say he doesn't need it. You wouldn't say it if he doesn't need it at all. And you're saying that even if you have...
Once you need something, we go Chavesh.
Shabbos-related. Okay, but that's not so different. And you're just saying, not after the past,
right.
As long as you need to do it.
I was
okay, involved. Yeah, well, we mean, yeah, okay. That
I'm just saying that's not... I don't think it's a practical... I don't think it's at all practical.
Well,
as far as this notion.
It's probably fundamental, but it's... I think things Brian meant is technical in the sense that we're talking about a case where that's the case, whether it be the past or the future. But let's say you have a case, you know, where the only thing he needs is to eat. And that's what I mean. It's like, you know, kimta, but like it's, you know, this answer only applies, is limited to a certain situation. Yeah, you're fine?
Probably always have
one time.
That's a good point.
So for what? Oh, you said even in a Vela.
Yeah, it's a very good point.
Excellent. Better. Okay. I like that much better. This is just suggesting. I didn't know why he's assuming that we need Havara and Bishul. He's saying because even if you go the Nevela route, assuming it's raw, you still have to cook it. So that's elegant. So you're going to have to violate, and he's saying, Mimonov Shach, no matter what option you take, I like that better. You're going to have to violate Bishul and Avara. I thought it was like, Mechamel it's like make it warm, but that's just Lashon of Bishul. Better. So either way, Shabbos, no matter whether you take the Nevela route or the Shechita route, you have to violate Bishul and Avara in order to cook the Nevela. So either way, you have to do those Malachos. So once you're doing the Malachos of Shabbos, you might as well do a third Malach of Shabbos. Yeah.
And the Nevela doesn't apply raw.
Oh, yeah. Probably based on this. Yeah. Okay, very good. I'll take any questions, but again, Musser is Cohen stopped before him. That's later, so we're going to stop.